Opening day at Oshkosh and the NTSB faces a busy week. Benedict's King buys into the keep it simple philosophy. And in case you spent the weekend under a rock, Glass Air is going Chinese. This is Aero News for Monday, July 23rd. It's opening day at Oshkosh, AirVenture 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Special investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board will provide 20 presentations on a variety of aviation safety issues at AirVenture 2012 this week. The NTSB has added new emphasis on general aviation as a safety advocacy priority. Last year, general aviation safety was added to the NTSB's most wanted list of safety improvements. And earlier this year, the NTSB released its first ever study on safety of experimental amateur-built aircraft. In just the past few months, the Safety Board has held two general aviation safety forums. Every year, more than 1,500 general aviation accidents occur, resulting in the deaths of about 450 individuals. The NTSB is concerned that these numbers have remained unchanged over the past decade. NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Hirschman says, quote, "In Oshkosh, we'll have tremendous opportunities to share lessons learned from our investigations with an enthusiastic aviation community. And in particular, we are looking forward to interacting with experimental aircraft builders to relay the findings and recommendations from our EAB safety study," end quote. Investigators will discuss the study and other safety issues, including aeronautical decision-making, weather flying, and accident case studies. They will also meet with members of the public who visit the NTSB exhibit in the Federal Pavilion. Equipping pilots with sophisticated tools to simplify flight operations, Bendix King revealed My Wingman, a flight planning and in-flight navigation support application, Sunday evening at AirVenture. The My Wingman application provides full in-route navigation on a moving map display, real-time weather information, and synthetic vision for improved flight navigation and safety. My Wingman features an advanced synthetic vision system and offers pre-flight planning, including a unique smart routing function, which automatically plots the best and most fuel-efficient flight route and altitude, and sophisticated weather capabilities, including airborne XM satellite weather that enables pilots to improve decision-making around inclement weather. The My Wingman application will be offered as a free 60-day trial application in the near future. Following the trial period, My Wingman will be available via an annual subscription for $99 for VFR chart capabilities and $149 for IFR chart capabilities. Glass Air Aviation LLC and Mr. Fang Taiji, the chairman of Jilin Hanjing Group Company Limited, have announced that Mr. Fang has acquired Glass Air's Kit aircraft manufacturing assets. Glass Air Aviation manufactures the very popular Glass Air, Glass Star, and Sportsman lines of personal aircraft, having delivered approximately 3,000 planes which are being built and or flown all over the world. Mr. Fang has formed Glass Air Aviation USA LLC as the new operating entity for Glass Air's product lines and plans to invest substantially in Glass Air's existing product lines, starting with certifying the popular Sportsman design. In addition, Mr. Fang plans to substantially grow Glass Air Aviation USA by acquiring and consolidating additional airframe designs and other aviation-related companies. There are no plans to relocate or terminate any existing Glass Air Aviation employees, and Mr. Fang plans to retain Glass Air's U.S. headquarters, management team, and all employees. The Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, or AUVSI, last Thursday announced support for legislation to reaffirm individuals' constitutional protections against unreasonable searches. An amendment included in the Department of Defense Appropriations Bill, introduced by Representative Frank Lobiondo, a Republican of New Jersey, only allows funding of the operation of UAS in accordance with the Fourth Amendment. In making the announcement of support, Michael Toscano, the president and CEO of AUVSI, said, quote, "Unmanned aircraft can help our police, firefighters, and first responders save time, save money, and most importantly, save lives, while fully respecting Americans' right to privacy. This amendment is right in line with our commitment to the safe and responsible integration of unmanned aircraft into our skies," end quote. Earlier this year, Congress passed and the president signed into law legislation requiring the FAA to plan for the integration of unmanned aircraft into the national airspace system by 2015. Since then, AUVSI has met with a variety of stakeholders, including nearly a dozen privacy advocates and civil rights groups, to listen to their concerns and begin working toward solutions. The industry's backing of the privacy legislation is just the latest example of its commitment to safe and responsible integration of UAS into the national airspace system. A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter crew from Coast Guard Air Facility Charleston, South Carolina, was forced to land abruptly while searching for a possible boater in distress last Monday night due to laser lights being shined into the cockpit of the helicopter from shore. The air crew Monday night still had some 40 minutes before their search for the source of the Mayday call would have been complete when they were forced to land early. When a laser is directed into a Coast Guard aircraft, the air crew must stop searching immediately and land. The crew is grounded until each person has an eye exam and is cleared by a flight surgeon. This process can take up to 24 hours, depending on when and where the incident occurs. And additionally, there is typically a 2 to 3 hour delay of getting a new helicopter and crew on scene to resume a search, potentially placing lives at danger. The FAA reports lasing incidents rose 902% from 2005 to 2011. Shining any laser at an aircraft is a federal offense under 14 CFR 19.11. Several people have been convicted under this and similar state laws. These convictions have resulted in prison terms as long as 5 years, fines of up to $11,000, and 5 years probation. When Aero News continues, 4Flight advises us they have something new for you. And is that an EFIS in your pocket? See and avoid with Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision. Evolution SV comes standard with full-time integrated terrain and obstacle alerting. Activating this terrain warning system feature allows alerts to be displayed even when the synthetic vision view is not selected. That's full-time see and avoid protection. As an easy software upgrade via the front-load micro SD card slot and with breakthrough pricing, Aspen's SV is the industry's best value in synthetic vision technology.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
You're hearing it everywhere. What is the cloud anyway, if we're not talking about weather? Find out why cloud services are so important to you. At AvConnect, we've been doing it since 2006, and we get it. Go to avconnect.net today. It's just smarter aviation.
We're back with more Aero News. It's Monday, July 23rd, opening day at Oshkosh. I'm Glenn Moyer. 4Flight has released the latest version of its flight planning app, which the company says greatly improves route selection and editing. This release introduces three of what the company calls advisors, helpful features that make flight planning and decision-making simpler. There's Route Advisor, Procedure Advisor, Altitude Advisor, and an all-new Route Editor that work in concert to save time in the flight planning process. Route Advisor shows high and low airway auto route suggestions, preferred routes, tower in-route control routes, and more. Procedure Advisor will help in the selection of SIDs, STARS, and transitions. And Altitude Advisor helps the pilot find the right altitude for your direction of travel and whether you are flying VFR or IFR. 4Flight says on its blog that the new advisors in 4Flight Mobile 4.6 combined with the all-new Route Editor, are another step toward much more efficient flight planning and flying. Dynan is introducing a portable true altitude indicator that can be used by all pilots. The D-1 utilizes the same Dynan MIMS-based AHRS technology that has made Dynan the leading supplier of EFIS in experimental and light support aircraft. This new D-1 pocket panel can be used by all general aviation pilots. The D-1 is a true artificial horizon with accurate pitch and roll and can find the horizon even if turned on in flight. The AHRS sensors also drive a turn rate indicator and slip skid ball. Included is an internal GPS receiver to display GPS ground speed, altitude, vertical speed, and ground track. At only 3.5 inches wide by 3.25 inches high and 1 inch thick,
the D1 is truly portable. It features a battery that will last at least 4 hours on a charge and comes with two portable mounting options. The D1 pocket panels will be available beginning today, July 23rd, directly from Dynan and through Dynan authorized dealers, priced at $1,425. Dynan dealers, by the way, will have inventory for you at AirVenture. Well, cadets and officers attending Civil Air Patrol's National Blue Beret Encampment will again participate in one of the largest and most prestigious aerospace education learning environments in the world during AirVenture 2012. This year, approximately 160 cadets will join 40 officers in Oshkosh for Blue Beret, providing emergency services and other assistance for AirVenture. Blue Beret allows the CAP cadets to hone their emergency services capabilities while also developing their leadership skills. Each participant works several areas of AirVenture, including the flight line and exhibits, learning techniques of aircraft marshaling, and electronic direction finding. Cadets will also be encouraged to take advantage of events that often occur during AirVenture, such as the opportunity to meet legendary aviators, celebrities, and aviation professionals. Past AirVenture guests have included aircraft designer Burt Rutan, airshow performer Patty Wagstaff, and Air Force pilots like Bob Hoover and Chuck Yeager, as well as Medal of Honor winners and American astronauts. Through its 70-year-old cadet program, CAP builds strong citizens for the future by providing leadership training, technical education, scholarships, and career education to young men and women aged 12 to 20. Finally, remember to catch our nightly updates on all of the AirVenture happenings beginning tonight and every night this week at 8 p.m. Central Time. Tune in for Airborne and Ashley Hale. It's Monday, July 23rd, 2012, opening day at AirVenture 2012. It's what we've all been waiting for, so go out there and enjoy. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.